We're here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show. With me, it's my pleasure to be interviewing Congressman Rodney Davis here from Illinois. And Rodney, what district do you represent here?
Well, you know, you are sitting in my district. This is the Farm Progress Show in Decatur, and Macon County is part of the 13th District of Illinois. Stretches from Champaign, Urbana to Bloomington to here to Taylorville, where I'm from, clear down to the Mississippi River in Calhoun, Jersey, Greene, and Madison County.
Well, God bless you. We're right here at home. Well, of course, what we're talking about here is the Farm Bill. That's the main topic of conversation. Why don't you give me your take on what happened with the Farm Bill in the House?
Well, first of all, I'm honored to actually have a seat on the Ag Committee. I helped craft that first bill that I thought was a great common sense solution. Save taxpayers $40 billion, common sense reforms to food and nutrition, common sense reforms to the ag side, strengthen crop insurance programs. I was shocked when it went down because of partisan politics. That was my first preference. And then I watched Nancy Pelosi and lead a cheer at its demise. Probably the worst day I've had in Congress. But we went back to the drawing board. You know what? We passed an ag side only. Didn't change hardly anything to the ag side. And that's going to give us a chance to conference that farm bill portion. And we're going to go back in Washington at the beginning of the next month, and we're going to pass a food and nutrition side, which I hope then is combined back together.
Well, as far as the food and nutrition side is concerned, the cuts were bigger than what's in the Senate already, that what you were trying to get through the first time, and they're talking even bigger cuts. What do you see there? What do you see as the potential for what's going to happen on the nutrition side?
Well, what's going to happen on the nutrition side is we're going to see some common sense reforms like the heat and eat provision being reformed. Right now, the way law's written, states can give food nutrition benefits to anyone who receives a dollar's worth of LIHEAP benefits. That's energy assistance. That's a great program. We changed the barometer from $1 to $20. And you know what? That saved taxpayers $8 billion. Those are the common sense reforms that are going to be put in place in this food and nutrition proposal that the American public is clamoring for. We don't have the money to waste in Washington, and we're really trying to put a focus on making sure that those who need food stamps get them, and those who may be taking advantage of the system don't.
Well, the critical thing, of course, is that the government just doesn't have as much money as it used to, and that's what we're working under is having a lower budget.
Well, somebody who grew up in a small town in Taylorville, Illinois, right in the middle of central Illinois, and I learned that you try hard not to spend more than you make. And one of the reasons I ran for Congress is because of my 16-year-old daughter and my twin boys who are 13. You know, I'm looking at their generation and the $16 trillion debt that we have right now. And that's offensive to me as a father and as an American. I want to have a role in stopping that. I don't want them to be able to blame my generation like I'm able to do with previous generations who have served before me in Congress. And now we're dealing with their decisions and the ramifications of those decisions with deficit spending and trillions upon trillions in debt. And it's got to stop.
Now, the other big issue facing us when you get back is immigration and what has been done already on the Senate side, and the House is looking at cutting it up into little pieces. You've already come out with something out of committee for the the Judiciary Committee that came out with the farm worker part of it. What do you think about immigration and immigration reform, especially as it relates to agriculture and what might be done in the House?
Well, I think the House is going to tackle as a whole the ag worker visa issue. I mean, I think we all agree that our current immigration system is broken and we need to find a fix. The unfortunate thing is the whole immigration debate gets caught up in partisan politics right now. And that doesn't do anyone favors in trying to fix some of the flaws in our broken system. The Senate bill is not going to be taken up by the House. And that shouldn't be a surprise when you look at how the American public gave us divided government. And we always have to remember that if we want to see a bill pass the Senate, it will always have more, cost more, and, oh, by the way, never pass the House. Conversely, a House bill will always have less, cost less, and never pass the Senate. But until you get both versions out, you can't sit down around a table and come up with a good common sense solution. And what I think, unfortunately, is happening to many good debates in Washington is that they get caught up in partisan politics and polarization, and it takes the ability to sit around the table away. And, you know, that stops us from really addressing some of the major problems in this country.
Another big issue, especially for your farmers here in Illinois, is WERDA, the funding for transportation on and fixing the locks and dams on the Mississippi River. We're waiting for the funding out of the House. What do you think is going to happen there?
Well, it's not just about the funding. It's also about setting some new policies in place that my transportation committee will be doing in September when we bring forth the WERDA reauthorization. But we got to have better policies in place, because even the Corps of Engineers says that with full funding right now, it would take them 40 years to complete the upgrades of the lock and dam system on the Mississippi. That's unacceptable. And Cherry Bustos, my colleague from the Rock Island area, and I introduced a bill to allow public-private partnerships to hopefully speed this process up.
Yeah, do you think that's going to happen?
I do. I think we'll be successful, I hope, in including that language in WERDA. If not, it's in the Senate bill. I got to thank Senator Kirk and Durbin for making that happen. But we got to get a bill out of the House so that we can come up with a common sense solution and not cede our authority as members of Congress to the executive branch in decisions like this, with one goal in mind, is to speed up the process that will allow us to upgrade our locks and dams.
If it takes 40 years, they're going to be out of date again by the time it gets done, right?
Very, very frustrating. I just had a meeting, a joint Agriculture Advisory Board meeting with Congressman Shimkus here today, where our ag leaders from throughout Central and Southwestern and Southern Illinois came up and talked to us about WERDA and Farm Bill. And they agreed. I mean, it's ironic that many of them I've talked to and listened to for the last decade and a half about the importance of upgrading locks and dams, but we haven't done anything to get closer to reality and making that happen. And that's why I want to play a role in doing so.
Well, Congressman, is there anything else you'd like to add? Anything else you'd like to say to the farmers here at Farm Progress Show?
I just want to thank everybody for what they've done to make the ag sector such a success in this economy. I mean, the ag sector is actually keeping this economy limping along. And thank you for what you do, because it goes unnoticed a lot of times, but not by us. And I want to do everything I can to tout how important the ag sector is to our global trade and global economy.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Congressman. Here at the 2013 Farm Progress Show, I'm Cindy Zimmerman.